for by the Van Deest Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday edition of Focus on Health, brought to you every week at this time by our friends at Van Deest Medical Center, where now more than ever, their focus is you. On this first morning of December, we say good morning to Lori Foster from Van Deest Medical Center. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat. Happy December.
Yes, right. Yes, happy December already. Christmas just around about another 24 days away, thereabouts, and hard to believe we'd have snow on the ground on the first day of December, but this is fine.
I will take it. We are ushering in a beautiful day to introduce December, so...
Yes, I would take it all month long.
There you go. So we got a beautiful day shaping up. Matter of fact, the next few days will be nice as we head towards the big Christmas in the City activities, which is coming up on Saturday. Coming up in a few moments, we'll be hearing from some two wonderful people here. We have Sharon Perry, also with Karen Centers, talking about what's happening with the auxiliary and the gift shop. But Lori, we got some news as we start off our show each week on what's happening at Van Deest Medical
Center.
Yes,
we do. Thank you, Pat. Well, I do want to start the program by inviting all of our listeners to join us for the SALT meeting. It is tomorrow morning, and SALT is an acronym that stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. And Van Deest Medical Center is very pleased to partner with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department and several of our police departments throughout Hamilton County to offer this meeting to our local residents. And so it's tomorrow morning, December 2nd, 9 o'clock a.m., begins the breakfast social. And at this time, we also offer free blood pressures from 9 to 9:30. And then the meeting actually starts at 9:30. And it's going to take place in Stratford tomorrow morning. So we're going to be at Athens Woods Estates Assisted Living. And then we give announcements on behalf of area agencies, communities, what's going on. And then we have a featured program. And tomorrow it's going to be delightful because we have elementary students from Stratford that are going to be performing Christmas carols. And so, again, what a great way to welcome the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So it is free. It is open to the public. And we certainly hope that you will join us. So that is tomorrow morning again, Thursday, December 2nd. 9 o'clock in the morning in Stratford.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
Yes. And then a couple of announcements that I do want to share about our visiting specialists. We have cardiology services that are now being provided by cardiologist Dr. Segal and nurse practitioner Alexandria Doyle, both whom are with Iowa Heart in Fort Dodge. Dr. Segal and Alex will be seeing patients in the specialty clinic at the hospital on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays of each month. They will not be there this month in December due to their schedules, but they will resume their normal schedule in January.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our oncology services are now being provided by Dr. Roscoe Morton. Dr. Morton is with Mission Cancer and Blood Center and is trained in the most current and up-to-date techniques for cancer cure and the treatment of blood diseases. Dr. Morton does visit the specialty clinic on the second Monday of each month. So for any of our visiting specialty services, you can call the department if you have any questions. The number is 515-832-7746. And then I do want to give an update on vaccinations,
yes.
All types of vaccinations. So the latest, anyone over 18 years is eligible for a COVID booster. You can call to schedule yours. You can either go to our website at www.vandeestmc.org, or you can call our clinic here in Webster City. And I do want to mention also those kids that are ages 5 through 11. We do have Pfizer vaccine for kids that is available now, also at Van Deest Family Health Clinic here in Webster City. And then I definitely want to mention that it is time to get your flu vaccine. So if you have not already, a reminder that the CDC does recommend everyone 6 months and older get vaccinated every flu season. So for each of those, if you are interested in the COVID vaccine, a COVID booster, kids that are ages 5 through 11 and interested in getting in the Pfizer vaccine or your flu shot, you can call Van Deest Family Health Clinic here in Webster City at 515-832-7800.
All right, very good to get those flu clinics in, the COVID shots all too, and hopefully things will get better one of these days.
Yes, we definitely like to think so. And
yes,
as you mentioned with the today's program, Pat, we are going to be talking with a couple of our auxiliary board members. But I do want to give a plug for our Gift Junction gift shop.
Yep.
It is now open beginning today to the public. We will have hours from Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we invite you to come out and see the wonderful items we have there. Stay tuned for the program because you're going to hear more about what we do have there in the gift shop. But we have had the gift shop closed at different times throughout the pandemic. It has reopened. It's been open to our staff, but we are opening once again to the public, and we'll be talking about the safety measures that we're, of course, are taking place to do so.
All right.
Okay.
And that's all you have, I suppose.
That is for my announcements, and okay, it's just a perfect segue to go right into our program.
Let's do that.
As you mentioned, we do have our auxiliary chairperson, Sharon Perry, with us this morning. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We also have our Gift Junction gift shop manager, Karen Centers, with us. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I do want to share with our listeners the auxiliary program at Van Deest Medical Center helps to support the mission of the hospital and really assists in promoting the health and welfare of our communities. So I'm very thrilled to have these two ladies as board members on the auxiliary to talk a little bit about the auxiliary and the many ways in which they support the hospital and especially the gift shop. And so, Sharon, I'm going to go ahead and start with you as the chairperson. What can you tell us about the auxiliary and how they have worked over the years to support the hospital in so many ways?
We've always felt that the auxiliary was there to support the hospital and for the patients. I look back to when Palmer Schneider was our CEO, and he gave us wonderful guidance about always work to make patient care better. And I think that's become one of the goals of the auxiliary. And some of the things that we've done to make patient care better, we have purchased communication boards for the patient rooms on the hospital floor. We've purchased comfort mattresses so beds are more comfortable for the patients. We've purchased belts for physical therapy to help the patient reach their goals. We've purchased over the years unusual needs that staff have identified mm-hmm. that maybe weren't in the budget, but we have been able to accommodate that, such as at one point we bought chairs for children, wheelchairs for children, and also a very large chair if we needed that for patient care. We also give scholarships to persons entering a medical profession. And we, for example, this year we're giving three $1,000 scholarships to people that are pursuing nursing or other medical professional occupations.
Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough about how the auxiliary has supported the hospital. Sharon, I'm glad you shared a few examples of some of the purchases that have been made. I know even safety equipment for emergency medical services team has been mm-hmm. purchased, equipment for our physical therapy department. As you mentioned, the communication boards that are in each patient room where just the goals and all the information is kept on the communication boards. Everybody sees those, the patients, the family members, staff. Really has been a tremendous amount to go back over the years to see how much, the hospital has supported the hospital in dollars. I just can't imagine. So it's very much appreciated. And the scholarships, too, it encourages young people and even those that are in the profession currently to continue in healthcare. And we do need to continue to support people. We need people to be in healthcare and caring for our population. So I was thrilled at the most recent meeting. The auxiliary did again vote to offer three $1,000 scholarships for students and individuals in 2022.
And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. You know, when we're purchasing these things, we can't do them without fundraising.
Right.
And so some of the fundraisers that we've done a major one this year is the No Bake Bake Sale. And we earned around $2,500 from that. We love doing fundraisers for the community and give them opportunities to come in. And we've had to put that on hold because of COVID, but we're hoping to get that going again. We count on membership dues to help with our scholarships. We appreciate private donations, and we appreciate the gift shop revenue. Those are our main fundraisers.
Definitely. The ways that the revenue is raised to support the many projects that the auxiliary does. So, you know, somebody might be listening that isn't a member of the auxiliary. We definitely want to talk about membership, how a person can become a member, and the cost of membership. It's very reasonable.
It is. It is reasonable. It only costs $10 per year to become a member of the hospital auxiliary, and that $10 goes directly to support scholarships. The $10 a year can be paid by anyone in our community that wants to join the auxiliary. If you're a high school student and you're interested in going into a medical field, this is a wonderful thing to have on your resume that you're a member of the auxiliary. If you're a working person like I was accused of being a workaholic, and being a member...
And you still aren't away.
Well, being a member
of
the auxiliary, I've been a member since 1984, and being a member of the auxiliary allowed me to stay in touch with what was going on in the community. And then when you become retired, you know that there's some opportunities at the hospital for you, too, and we don't want to skip over that. We want to make sure that newly retired people realize that join the auxiliary. You could work in the gift shop. We will eventually be back to having greeters in the hospital. Right. And there are volunteer areas like in accounting and in helping with outpatient clinics and all kinds of opportunities that keep you busy after you retire so you're not just sitting at home.
That's right. Keep you busy and keep you interacting and you know, and giving back to your community. Mm-hmm. There are just several wonderful opportunities to do that at the hospital. You're right.
I want to share a little bit about our auxiliary because we have some absolutely amazing people on the auxiliary board of directors.
Yes, we do.
And I want to just go through real quickly our board members. Sue Anderson is our secretary, our treasurer, and she sends out a newsletter 2 times a year to all the auxiliary members. Diane Dorning is also helping Sue, and she's the co-treasurer now, and we're thrilled to have Diane come on board with us. Marie Carbula has been membership chairman for the auxiliary for quite a few years, and she does an outstanding job every year of collecting dues. Right now, the auxiliary has approximately 212 members, and we have a few more memberships coming in to be paid. Our goal for the next year or two is to make our membership over 300 people, because the more members we have, the more scholarships we can give, and the more we can help the hospital. Faye Klein is a fabulous board member. She's our liaison between LifeServe Blood Center and our community. Faye has done publicity in the Freeman Journal and on KQWC as to when the next blood drive will be. In the last 5 months, we have saved 535 lives through our blood donations, and we've had 7 first-time donors. The next blood drive is December 9th. It's a Thursday, from 12:30 to 5:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church. You cannot just walk in and give blood anymore. Because of COVID, you absolutely have to have an appointment. And so the way you get an appointment now is you sign up with lifeservebloodcenter.org or you call 1-800-287-4903 to get an appointment time to come in and give blood. Our next board member is Lorraine Hobbin. She amazes me. She's so organized. She's our scholarship chairman, and she reported that she's been tracking it for 43 years, and we have given 144 scholarships over the last 43 years. This year, we're giving three $1,000 scholarships. We also gave three last year, $1,000. Lorraine is so good at working with the high schools, working with Iowa Central Community College, and helping through a committee to choose the applicants, which ones get the scholarships. And then we also follow them throughout the year and encourage the student to keep going because we need them to have success in the medical field. Karen Centers is in charge of Gift Junction. She spends almost every waking hour there or planning things or finding what are the best things that we can sell at the gift shop for really reasonable, good prices. And just yesterday, someone came in and said, I can't believe you're selling these Santa Clauses at that price. Good deals to be had at Gift Junction. Other people on the board, Marianne Erickson is vice president or vice chairman of the auxiliary. Connie Gilbert is in charge of fundraising. And Barb Young is in charge of special projects. We have an amazing, dedicated group of people. And just want to let you know that our main goal in Van Deese Medical Center Auxiliary is to support quality patient care. And we encourage you to join our team by becoming a member of the auxiliary.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Sharon, thank you so much. And I would echo what Sharon just shared with our listeners. Our board members are just a fantastic, dedicated group, and we so very much appreciate the auxiliary and all they do for the hospital.
Absolutely.
Really, all their money raised goes right back in to the hospital and serving and caring for patients. So thank you for your service, too, Sharon. You do a terrific job. Now, Karen, we certainly want to involve you in the program. Sharon mentioned, the Gift Junction gift shop, and as we've stated, it's now open to the public today, and she kind of even gave some teasers there of the great things that can be found in the gift shop. And Karen does a wonderful job. She loves it, and you know she loves it. And I've been in there the last couple days, too. There are so many cute things. So it's like we need Karen in the gift shop and have her on camera so that we can be showing everything there. But we're going to go through and talk about some of the great items that are available. We have some terrific lines, too, some product lines that you might not be aware that are right here in Webster City. And just to know that these things are available locally and it's very convenient to stop in. We just had to share it with everybody out there. So, Karen, maybe talk us through some of the great things that we do have at the gift shop.
We have a line of cutlery and dip mixes and cheese ball mixes from the Rada Company, and they're primarily a fundraiser. Sometimes you'll see them for school fundraisers, and we have that line that you can come in and buy something for your bridge group. You can make a cheese ball. You could make soup for you and your husband. And the cutlery line is top-notch. Everybody that buys it buys more or gives it as gifts. Right now we're full of Christmas stuff, decorations. If you haven't decorated yet and you need a little something to put on your fireplace mantle or on your dining room table, we probably have it at a reasonable price, as Lori said. We have a children's cupboard that we stock with, I would say, not high-end items, but quality items that come from Melissa and Doug, which is a high-end toy manufacturer. We have some Legos. And then we have little things like bubbles and puzzles and color books and colors and books to read to your children. And they're very nice gifts. If you need to grab a birthday present and you want a quality under $10 present, you can come to the gift shop. We have what I call the kitchen cupboard, which is just a little bit of everything for if you want a rooster. We have a rooster, two or three roosters, and just some dishes, dish towels, dishcloths that are really good quality that'll, you know, be a nice bridesmaid's gift or a secret sister gift or whatever. We also carry, I'm trying to think what else, bath things, lotions and soaps and bath fizzies that are another great gift to give. We have cold pop in the cooler if you want a can of pop while you're at the hospital. We have a little bit of a snack area also. So we've kind of got a lot of everything and a little bit of everything.
That's what really makes it fun. There is a wonderful variety in there. And I'm glad you did talk about the bath items. You have some new bath soap bars that are wonderful.
They smell really good.
Yes, they do. You have some different hand soaps there. Definitely want to mention, too, the cards that are available. I know for employees out at the hospital, they love when the gift shop can be open, and it is so convenient. And a lot of times just to pop in for a card. And then, of course, you're looking around, and as you do, you see some of the other great things that are there.
Nobody wants to leave work, get in their car, go someplace else, get out of the car, go into a business to buy a card. We're right there. If they can come down during their lunch hour, if they can stop maybe after work, we have, I think, everything covered from birthday to anniversary to sympathy to baby cards to even blank cards if you want to write your own message. And they're a dollar. All the cards are a dollar. So we're very competitive on price. And as far as the whole gift shop, I think we're super competitive. I have hardly anything that's over $20. I can't even think of anything much over $20. So if you want a nice gift for a reasonable price or some fun new decorations for your house, you can come visit us. You need to come in the west entrance, and you'll have your temperature taken, and you're required to wear a mask, and we limit the number of people in the shop to two at a time. And that works really well because you can look around, you can check out, somebody else can come in, but we're trying to stick with the guidelines that are given to us.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, Karen, and I know you had assistance from other volunteers too, to come in and kind of make the change from fall to Christmas and holiday. And there's everything from snowmen to Santas to trees, wonderful signs, wooden signs of all shapes and sizes that you can hang on your wall, that you could set on a little coffee table, that you could put in a shelf.
On your desk.
Oh, my gosh. There were so many cute ones. And so there really is a little bit of everything. We were even noticing the little baskets that you had. You said someone had just come in and purchased one of those.
The lady bought three because she's going to put her Christmas gifts in the basket. They're fabric woven baskets.
Yes. And so things you don't even think of. And that's why we just really invite people to come out and take a look around. There is something for everyone. As Karen mentioned, the prices are very competitive, very reasonable. And we are not in competition with other retail stores here in Webster City. We have some wonderful stores here. And like I said, it's simply a wonderful local option to find a little gift either for you or for someone else, someone special. So maybe even talk about, reasonable prices for one, but some of the other benefits to shopping at Gift Junction.
It's convenient as far as, you know, walking in the door, park your car and walk in the door. We're super convenient for employees. And if you're a person who's giving somebody a ride to physical therapy and you have a few minutes to spare, they can come over and look. I think we're not well known enough through the community. People are saying, oh, I didn't realize this was out here. This is such a nice little shop. I'm going to stop again. So we enjoy that. I'm going to put in a plug, too, for volunteers. I'm going to be calling my old and trusty volunteers this week to see if they want to come back after being on vacation for a year. But if you're out there and you can spare a half a day, two times a month, give us a call and we will gladly put you on our schedule. Working isn't difficult. You got to have a little bit of a computer savvy, but not much. Mostly got to have a smiley face.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And yes, the Gift Junction is run completely by volunteers. That is the only way we can have our doors open. And so we certainly appreciate the countless hours, volunteer hours that Karen, individuals like Sharon, other auxiliary members that have given to the Gift Junction gift shop and allowed us to be open. I know we have just a couple minutes left, ladies. But what you do and what the other members of the auxiliary board do, it's a service and you do it from your heart. What is it that each of you most enjoy about your role, either with the auxiliary or volunteering at the gift shop?
Well, for me, when I first got to be the manager, I have two sons, and my older one said, shopping and decorating, you're just right in your element. And I do enjoy it a lot. I like talking to people. I like showing people around the shop and the appreciation of the shoppers to our variety and to our accessibility. I don't know. I get up every day and I don't go to work. That's for sure. I go to the shop.
She is definitely passionate about it. And we are so thrilled to have her in that role. How about for you, Sharon?
I think I enjoy the people aspect of the auxiliary so much. A lot of times, even in the wintertime, you're sitting at home, not getting to see very many people. And when you get involved with the auxiliary, instantly you have a lot of new friends. Mm-hmm. And that really makes it fun.
It does. Absolutely. Well, Sharon and Karen, thank you both so much for everything you do with the auxiliary and for our hospital and for being on the program today. As a reminder to everyone out there, the Gift Junction is open starting today, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, you know, we may be able to extend those hours if we get some more volunteers. So if you're out there and you're listening and thinking you might have a couple hours and it might be kind of fun to just give back and be in that gift shop, stop out or give us a call. And you can certainly give me a call. I'll get you in touch with the right people. My direct number is 832-7877. As Karen mentioned, we do have anyone that comes into any of our facilities, including the hospital and our clinics. They are temperature screened. Wear a mask as you come in. We do limit the number of shoppers to two at a time so that everyone can stay distanced. But you know, the Gift Junction gift shop is just a wonderful asset to have at our hospital, and we are thrilled to be able to open that up and extend more hours. So, ladies, again, thank you so much, and that will do it for today.
All right, well, ladies, thanks so much, and Lori, we'll look forward to another great show next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Lori Foster, and to Karen Centers, and also with Sharon, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where their focus is you, and I'm Pat Powers.